back to The Blotter Presents. There are a million true crime stories in the naked internet, and I'm out to collect the whole set. More importantly, I'm here to let you know whether they're worth your time. This is The Blotter Presents. I'm your host, Sarah D. Bunting. Just a quick one today, primarily to test the new pod distribution system, but also to fish a tasty lobster out of the archive tank for y'all. You can find this one in text form, along with other reviews of books, miniseries, podcasts at Al, some by me and some by past guests like Kevin Smokler and Stephanie Early Green, on the blog. Yep, Grandpa over here still making it out like blogs are a thing, and until that changes, you can find me, my guests, and years of material at the-blotter.com. Today in the Cold Case Files, it's a cold case in both real life and in terms of the Blotter archives. This one is from November of 2014. Filed two murders and open files on the blog. Three way, two ways. Heartbreakers and the murder of Billy Mac Fleming. Just your garden variety boy meets girl, girl ditches him for football coach story starring Peter Brady. The crime. Two men, Hurley Fontenot, the principal of a small-town middle school in southeast Texas, and Billy Mac Fleming, the football coach at that school, loved the unprepossessing Laura Nugent, a clerk in the school's office. Fontenot left his wife for Nugent, but Nugent left Fontenot for Fleming. Fleming ended up unrecognizably dead in a grove of trees outside of town. The stories. Take your pick. ID Channel's Heartbreakers take on it, starring Christopher Knight as Fontenot, Tracy Gold as Laura Nugent, and Antonio Sabato Jr. as Fleming. Heartbreakers is a lot of fun, generally, breaking the fourth wall, giving its one-time teen dream actors jokey dialogue that recalls their heydays. Knight's character recommends the pork chops and applesauce at a restaurant, in a nod to Peter's obsession with Bogey from the Brady Bunch. And it pains me to admit I didn't even have to look that up. And it doesn't take its subjects too seriously. There is often a deeply cheesy aspect to crimes of passion that Heartbreakers leans into instead of denying. And Heartbreakers gives you an ending, of sorts. Fontenot is the Occam's razor presumptive killer, but he's found not guilty by a jury of his peers. That's where it ends for Heartbreakers. Sabato's dead, Knight's free. And a quick Google indicates that's where it ended, period. Doesn't look like charges were ever brought against anyone else. Fontenot died a few years after the trial in 1989. But the case has dimensions Heartbreakers doesn't get into, nuances of how small-town news travels. The fact, irrelevant to this Yankee here in 2018, but evidently of no tiny significance to the locals, that Fontenot had some African-American blood. And by some, I mean 6 to 8 drops, but according to Gary Cartwright's excellent contemporaneous investigation of the case for Texas Monthly, called The Final Gun, that counted. It's kind of a minor case for me to recommend you look them both up, but Heartbreakers is a diverting 40 minutes that whets your interest in who really did it, and while Cartwright raises as many questions as he answers on that score, it's a typically solid bit of reporting and flavor from Texas Monthly. Having a look at both will take an hour total. So that's an item from the 2014 archives at the-blotter.com. Time for our roll call section. If you're listening to this, you had no problem with the hosting changeover. If you're having to listen to this on the blog cause your pod program didn't update, try unsubbing and resubbing. And if you're still having problems or just want to know what I think of In the Dark, hit up the tip line. That's still at Blotter Presents on Facebook and Twitter, or drop me an email at bunting@the-blotter.com. I've had said blog optimized for mobile, finally, so now that we've all arrived in 2010 together, if you see any garbage code there, let me know about that too. And if you want to know what's coming up on either site or pod, you can follow me on Goodreads, the link is in the show notes, or search Sarah D. Bunting. I'm in the middle of Raymond Bonner's Pulitzer Prize winner Anatomy of Injustice, and at about the two-thirds mark, I gotta tell yous to put that on hold at the library because it's really good, and I'm psyched to talk about it with you guys. Not sure when I'm going to be back with, quote, traditional episodes, but keep an ear on this space. I think the drop date will remain Wednesday mornings. Next time on The Plotter Presents, we'll get Philly mobbed up, plus more reading recs, and how you can become a lead investigator on The Plotter Presents team. Follow The Plotter Presents on Facebook and Twitter at Plotter Presents, and look out for more arresting, sorry not sorry, crime stories next time.